Welcome to the November podcast, and congratulations to everyone who participated in our historic first Level 1 Basics of Nichiren Buddhism study exam. This month, we are celebrating November 18th, Sokugakkai Founding Day, the takeoff point for 2020, the year of advancement and capable people. Next year will be the 90th anniversary of the Sokugakkai, the 60th anniversary of Ikeda-sensei's inauguration as third president, and the 60th anniversary of his first overseas journey for worldwide Kusanrufu, when he sowed the seeds of the mystic law in Canada. The lecture series, The Buddhism of the Sun, Illuminating the World, is enabling us to grasp and internalize the shared commitment of mentor and disciple. In this, the fourth of five lectures titled To My Dear Friends of the Youth Division, the title of the lecture is Humanism, Action Based on Gratitude is the Essence of Nichiren Buddhism. The theme is summed up in the opening passage, quoted from Daisaku Ikeda's diary entry on April 2, 1958, the day his mentor, second Sokugakkai president Josei Toda, passed away. As a living extension of my mentor, I will open the second act in the decisive battle for Kusanrufu. I will stand up. Although these lectures are addressed to the youth division, we should be fully awakened to the fact that youth are inspired by their seniors' youthful determination that never fades, no matter what their age. We should therefore recognize that in this sense we are all youth. Sensei states, when youth act and speak out boldly, they open the way to a new age. When youth grow and thrive, it stirs waves of joy that spread throughout our Sokugakkai districts and chapters. It's up to the youth to take decisive action to realize victory in our efforts for Kusanrufu. We must always remain a youthful Sokugakkai, a youthful SGI. Over the last six decades, I have stood at the forefront of our youthful organization and overcome numerous challenges based on my earnest wish to repay my debts of gratitude. Every person is a bodhisattva of the earth with a profound mission, and as stated in the lecture, the sincere actions of a single young bodhisattva of the earth spread ripples of happiness and peace to everyone around them. Buddhist humanism ultimately comes down to our behavior as human beings. Two Gosho passages are quoted in the lecture, stressing that only by taking action for the sake of humanity can we repay our debts of gratitude to our parents, our teachers, and our country. To restore humanity means to treasure all living beings and to regard every person as a Buddha with unwavering commitment. Sensei states, as a youth, I urged, there is only one way to repay the debt we owe our mentor, President Toda. That is to carry out a great struggle for Kusanrufu, the cause for which he gave his life, so that we can report to him, Sensei, see how much the Daishonin's Buddhism has spread. He points out that the Buddhist teaching of repaying debts of gratitude is a principle of action for restoring humanity to a society where many feel alienated and alone. Building the spirit within ourselves begins with recognizing the debt of gratitude we owe to our own parents. He says, working for the happiness of ourselves and others should start with repaying our debt of gratitude to those closest to us, our parents. This is the first step in achieving our own great human revolution. It is not always easy to feel this way. However, by caring for others, whoever it might be, and continuously striving to achieve our human revolution, we can transform our state of life and become a person who can compassionately embrace and illuminate everyone in your life like the sun. It is especially important to recognize the profound debt of gratitude we owe to our mentor, who has led us to the path of enlightenment. The mentor is the greatest example of this spirit, as Sensei explains. The Daishonin personally set an example of repaying the debt of gratitude to one's teacher, and he declared that the true way for him to show gratitude was to establish the correct teaching of Buddhism in the latter day of the law to enable all people to attain enlightenment, the boundless benefit of which would flow to his teacher. This indicates just how profound and solemn the mentor-disciple relationship is in Nichiren Buddhism. The story from the Lotus Sutra of Bodhisattva Medicine King illustrates the limitless potential of the resolve to repay one's debts of gratitude to one's mentor, transcending the bounds of life and death and time and space. Sensei says in the lecture, "I will never forget how Mr. Toda likened Mr. Makiguchi's death in prison for his beliefs to the offerings made by Bodhisattva Medicine King. And he strongly urged us Youth Division members to strive in faith with a spirit of gratitude like Bodhisattva Medicine King. Repaying the debt of gratitude to one's mentor is the noblest path for a human being. It leads to repaying all four debts of gratitude in the most profound, powerful, and lofty way." The most important point is summed up in the following statements. The wish to repay one's debt of gratitude gives rise to a vow, to action, to courage, and to victory. Those who are committed to repaying their debt of gratitude can brilliantly polish their lives and bring forth their highest possible state of life. And we can repay the debt of gratitude we owe our mentor by working for the happiness of others. The legacy of Soka humanism is described in the passage from the Lotus Sutra, which is itself the essential and final teaching of the Lotus Sutra, which reads, "If in the future you see practitioners of the Lotus Sutra, you should show them the same respect you would a Buddha." The eight pillars across the north and south sides of the Hall of the Great Vow for Kosenrufu symbolize the eight-character passage that expresses the heart of the Lotus Sutra and of the Soka Gakkai. You should rise and greet them from afar, showing them the same respect you would a Buddha. At the end of his lecture, Sensei expresses his greatest hopes in the youth of today, who are his direct successors. Many years ago, Mr. Toda introduced a group of young people to members who had gathered in front of the Gohonzon bearing the inscription for the fulfillment of the great vow for Kosenrufu through the compassionate propagation of the great law. He said, "Please cherish the highest hopes for these Youth Division members. They are the youth who will carry on our great struggle for Kosenrufu. As long as we have such young people, the Soka Gakkai will be rock solid. With the same spirit as my mentor, I wish to declare, as long as we have our precious Soka youth, our movement for worldwide Kosenrufu will endure into the eternal future of the latter day of the law. Let's complete this year of Soka victory and open the year of advancement and capable people inspired by this lecture, and achieve tremendous victories in our lives that can be shared at our November 18 commemorative district general meetings. Thank you very much."